The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Is not just to sort of survive, but to thrive. And to thrive with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style.
All right, that's probably one of my favorite Maya Angelou quotes. In listening to what she had to say there, she was quite a poet and was often, much of what she had to say was repeated and I think helped people who grappled with some rough circumstances. She's dead at the age of 86. One of the most famous African-American writers, really, to come out of, I think, the 20th century. And she influenced certainly a lot of people, or inspired, perhaps, is the better word. It wasn't about, it wasn't really about race. It wasn't about standing. I honestly think that she just wanted to reach out and touch and didn't necessarily want things in return, but would tell you that she got things in return. That's where we begin this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing, America? And those nooks and crannies coming up on the show. We've got fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo, some of the more bizarre things that have happened on the day. Also, a conversation with B.J. Cador, who was a really big kid and has become a fitness expert, and he says, forget the whole thing about gyms and all the money people spend on trying to get themselves in shape. He talks about how much of it is in your head and some of the simple things that you can do every single day, and it doesn't take hours on end. So Maya Angelou, the celebrated poet, she was an activist, writer, had really risen from an impoverished childhood in Arkansas to go on to become an icon, at least literary-wise, for sure, an American literary icon. And she died at her home in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. As I mentioned, she was 86. She was somebody that people would have dubbed as the people's poet. It's interesting because she was a newspaper. She had wild life. She drove a streetcar in San Francisco. She was a newspaper editor in Egypt. She worked as a cook. She worked as a prostitute when she was a destitute single mother. She wrote television and movie screenplays. She performed as a singer, a dancer, an actor. And I think her poetry and the way she inspired people, though, is what she's most will be most known for more than anything else. In her childhood, she had to grapple not just with poverty, but sexual abuse. She was raped when she was just a young child by her mother's boyfriend, and for 5 years she was mute. She couldn't even talk after that. And then she found her voice and went on. I mean, she was just 7 years old. And she went on to lead an interesting and pretty well-lived life, I would say, if you wanted to sum it all up. And she was close to many of the presidents, whether they were Democrats or Republicans, especially to Bill Clinton. And here's a poem she wrote for Bill Clinton.
Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes. And into your brother's face, your country, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
Yep, former President Bill Clinton invited Angelou to recite that poem at his 93 presidential inauguration. And praised her for her wisdom, wit, courage, grace, a whole bunch of other things. And he said he would always be grateful for her electrifying reading of On the Pulse of Morning at the first inauguration and even more for all the years of friendship. So how about that? Maya Angelou, once again, dead at the age of 86. Meanwhile, as we turn to a couple of other things that certainly Maya Angelou would have had opinions on, as she hated to see people in situations where they weren't being served and where they had served without complaint. And I'm talking about the veterans, the serious conditions at the Phoenix Veterans Affairs Office is, you know, just absolutely unbelievable. And the calls now for the resignation of the Secretary of the Veterans Administration are loud and are on both sides of the aisle. There are several Democrats who are on board with that idea. Eric Shinseki, I would think, is not long for that position. Certainly he is feeling the heat, especially when the Democrats jumped over and they're also calling for that action. And, you know, here's the thing. I've said it now so many times, but if you just tuned in and this is the first time you've heard me, so you're in that position, you're in a cabinet position, you're the Secretary of the Veterans Administration. You know that it's fraught with problems. It can never be 100% right. There's a lot of things that you have to deal with, but you knew coming into the job because the transition team told you there was problems getting people in to see doctors to get the care they needed. That was one, the number one threat that they had to deal with. So there was incentives for all of these administrators across the United States to get veterans in, to not have them on a waiting list for a long time. And so they created two lists. And there's all kinds of apparently fraud and other problems going on as the investigations continue into 47 different hospitals. So not just Phoenix, but more than Phoenix. And this is something they knew was a problem. They knew that this was something that they had to face down the second they stepped into office. And for 5 years to be in that spot and to not see even a dent in it and then to be shocked by some of the revelations that are coming out. So it's not just Phoenix, it's other places and there are other crazy things that have happened. This is just too big of a scandal and he needs to go away. The 1,700 veterans in Phoenix was bad enough, that waiting list trying to see a health care provider. But the fact that now you have these other VA systems also plagued with problems, why are we even debating it? And why are we even trying to justify Eric Shinseki staying in the position he's in? The buck stops with the person who runs the organization, and so it stops with him. Manipulating appointments for the veterans is just part of the problem because they got bonuses and raises. It's ridiculous. People died waiting on the list. So Shinseki is on probation since the president just said that he was going to hold somebody accountable. I think he needs to fall through the ice. The thin ice has cracked. Let's do something now. Make a change. Do something about this horrific system we have going on. All right, coming up, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hollow gold, the lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice.
And away we go here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well out there in all those nooks and crannies and every other place in between. One of my favorite segments that we do now, we invite Nathan Reeder to join us for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! All right, this is going to be pretty fun. You ready, Nathan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this one's kind of, I'm not even going to set it up. I'm just going to let you take a crack at it. How about this? Brad Pitt was on the red carpet with his wife, Angelina Jolie. She is in a new movie, Maleficent. Am I saying that right? Yeah, Maleficent.
Yep.
And she's playing a witch, and it's a big movie. They've been really pumping this up for a long time now. And he got punched in the face. He got punched in the face at a premiere.
Was it by another celebrity?
No. That's a great question. It was by somebody in the crowd. They shouted at him and they leaned over and punched him in the face.
Wow. He's such a nice guy. I mean, who... whatevs. Fruits and nuts.
Fruits and nuts. Absolutely. Yeah. That's such a layup. Why do you, that's what I think. He seems like such a nice guy. To the common man, he shakes people's hands. He leaves big tips. He's a nice guy. He knows he's lucky that he's fortunate to be in the spot that he's in. And from all accounts, not like we know him really well, but he is a good guy.
We also don't know who or what happened. Maybe they had something that went down and he really deserved to get punched.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Maybe it was a setup. Who knows? I think it's crazy that that happened, though. All right, how about this? Apple, Nathan, is officially buying Beats for $3 billion, just shy of the rumored price that was leaked a couple of weeks ago.
Wait, buying what?
Beats. It's called Beats. Dr. Dre co-founded Beats. It's the headsets that people wear, they walk around with.
Oh,
Beats.
Okay.
Okay. So, now that I explain what that is, the funky, expensive headgear that people wear, is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
Kind of going to go with bingo.
Bingo, of course, because Apple just keeps on keeping on, right? Dr. Dre is calling himself the first billionaire in hip-hop. His stake in Beats, Nathan, is 20% to 25%.
Yep.
So you know how much he's going to get? His net worth is now $550
million. Wow. Wow.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. But, I mean, it kind of makes sense, just like, you know, all the cable companies and AT&T getting together. You just got to bundle them.
That's right. And so for Apple, it does make sense. To them, that's not even that much money. To him, it's huge. It just adds to his net worth, and it is a good product from everything that I hear. Okay, so let's stick with tech for a while, but in a different way. Google revealed the statistics of their workforce, and they revealed that their workforce is 70% male and 60% white. After years of resisting calls for more transparency about the diversity of their workforce, because they weren't releasing that information, they released the data revealing that they're mostly staffed by white males. Is it fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo?
A little bit of both. It's not a big deal with shred it, and a little bit of, yeah, that it's a pretty glaring, obvious note. As far as bingo goes, so I don't know exactly.
You're stepping around it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I'm not surprised that people doing programming are white boys. I'm not either.
So that's what I would say. But what I think is the thing that's disturbing here. The only thing that's disturbing is Google. They try to portray that, oh, they're so transparent, and everybody should sign up for everything Google, and don't worry about it. And they were so upset about the NSA stuff because they didn't want people to think that they were revealing any information. And then they wouldn't release any of their statistics every time they were asked. And the reason why is because they know they would get nailed for not having more diversity. But like you said, that's what happens. Most of the programmers, most of those people are white guys.
Kind of like with the disparity gender-wise with engineers.
Right. Absolutely. That's why if you have a really smart female engineer and it's a smart company, they go after female engineers heavy and hard because they know that even if they don't feel like there's any pressure, they just know that, hey, this is something unique and this is good to have some of this here. It's funny you say that about engineers. I have three female friends that are engineers, and they're pretty unusual in their departments. They're like the only females.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I've got a few friends like that, too.
Yeah, how about that? Okay, you're going to love this one. Do-do-do-do. Fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo. Ready, America? How many of you are cat people? How many of you are dog people? Nathan, what do you think? 56.7 million people, are they cat? Are they households that own cats or dogs? 56.7 million.
Wait, what's our total population here again?
56.7 million people in the United States own what? A dog or a cat? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I was asking for our total population of the United States.
Right? Oh, over 300 million.
Dog. Dog owners.
Ding, ding, ding. It is dog owners. So 56.7 million own a dog. 45.3 million households own a cat. Fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
compared to internet video watching, it is a pretty surprising difference. Because cats win the internet forever. Yeah, it's not that crazy. It's not that crazy at all.
So you're going to say bingo?
Or shred it. See?
Shred it.
See?
All right, shred it.
Okay.
Shred it. I like it. I'm going to say shred it, too. Okay, America, ready for this? It used to be you could go and just take your wooden racket and have fun and go on the public tennis court, and it was such a cheap game to play. Now, of course, people ramp up. They get all kinds of equipment. The public courts aren't what they used to be. People are playing volleyball and other crazy things on it. So people belong to tennis clubs, although they try to say it's not an elite sport. There's a new racket, Nathan, made by Babolat, which sells for $400 in the United States. It captures data about your shots and displays it on electronic devices. Two women at the French Open in Paris are using it in tournaments, and there are more apps for instructions, including Tennis Coach Plus, that allows a coach to record, analyze, and actually go through a student's strokes. The company that started it is on fire. They have right now 17 places that are using the technology in New York and in New Jersey. The company recently announced it raised $3.5 million from investors. They think this is the wave of the future. What do you think?
I am going to agree. That's pretty cool stuff. You know, that's how we're able to monitor every little intersection of every, you know, object, and biology and chemistry and physics are just so quick. Keep it coming. Bingo.
All right, bingo. I kind of agree, too. I think it's wild that you can get all those statistics. I mean, if you were a real junkie and that was your sport, that's pretty good. In a way, it would be cheaper because then you maybe you wouldn't have to take lessons. You could just go back and analyze your strokes or have somebody do them for you. But how about that?
No, you take lessons.
You take lessons. No, you take lessons.
You need
right.
Human touches, okay, people?
Human touches.
Robots are good. You can cram a whole bunch of information they teach you, but you need human touches, too.
All right, one last one. Sixth grader Lucy Lee qualified for this month's U.S. Women's Open tournament, making her the youngest qualifier. She is, again, a sixth grader. She is 11 years old, competing with the pro women. What do you think?
What?
She is a golfer.
Yeah.
She's a golfer. She's 11 years old. She's a sixth grader, Lucy Lee. And she qualifies. She's going to play in the tournament.
Great. Great for her. I think that's fruits and nuts and super.
Fruits and nuts and super. 11. She probably has no pressure. If she just goes out and swings, who knows? If she won, that would be really, really, really crazy. All right, we're talking about fitness next here on America Tonight.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim and for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken basically.
You're going to love our next guest, folks. Pay attention to all those nooks and crannies. BJ Gador is with us, and he was named as one of the top 100 fittest people by Men's Health Magazine. That's incredible to have that kind of honor. Anyway, men. I mean, they weren't comparing, I don't think, females men, but for men, he was. And he's got a new book out called Your Body is Your Barbell. And hey, one of the main reasons I wanted to have him on is because when you open his book, you know what the first sentence of it says? Screw the gym. I'm going to say it again, screw the gym, because how many times did people try to push you into gym memberships, and then you never go. You never go, and it's the worst thing ever, or it just becomes such a social deal that I don't know that you're getting the most out of that experience. So what a setup that is. BJ, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thanks so much, Kate. Love your energy, and happy to be here.
So that is the thing. When you say screw the gym, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, basically, you can't just show up to the gym and expect something magical to happen. You got to do the work. And a lot of people think you need to be at a gym and have access to weights and machines to get some sort of training effect and to get results. And the reality is your body knows really two variables when it comes to training. Time and tension. Time describing how long it's working for, intention describing what type of resistance the muscles are feeling. And That can be accomplished with a barbell, a dumbbell, a kettlebell, a resistance band, and ultimately your own body weight if you know how to use it correctly.
So you can, in other words, you can get in shape without going to a gym. You can stay in shape if you just do, as you said, the time and attention, right?
Exactly. And the big mistake with body weight is it's usually kind of considered for beginners or people not trying to add too much muscle or just like kind of a high rep endurance exercise, how many squats or push-ups can you do? But very few people have treated it like a progressive form of exercise. So the book's all about progressions, starting at ground zero, building up to superhero with five different levels for the eight key movements that work your entire body, and ultimately getting the right progression so you feel challenged in a 5 to 10 repetition range. That's where all studies point to being the key range to build muscle, burn fat, boost metabolism, increase bone density, improve overall health, and all that good stuff. So that's what the book is really all about, teaching you how to do that.
5 to 10 reps. I love it. All right, so you say that you were a chunky kid. Is that right?
Exactly. That's what's so funny about this stuff is because I was really overweight. You know, I could never do a push-up or a pull-up. And I always finished dead last in the mile run in gym class. So I was actually, I avoided body weight training because I was heavy. I could lift heavy weights. And as a result, I got real strong, but I didn't have control of my body weight, had a lot of injuries. My football career ended in college with injuries. And by the time I was 22, I had four knee surgeries. And I was so strong with weights, but I couldn't do a body weight lunge without pain and through a full range of motion. And I just couldn't believe how far, I mean, I got off the track and how wrong I got it. So ultimately kind of changing the training and focusing on mastering my own body weight in a style that, you know, gymnasts do, rock climbers, fighters. These people with really balanced, symmetrical physiques, good proportions, and just total fitness, not just strong, mobile, you know, not just powerful condition. So that's really the whole point is, you know, looking at what you've got first before you add weights to the equation.
Yeah, when you became a personal trainer, because you were a personal trainer, were you still big then at the start of that?
You know, I went through my I'm 31 now, and during my 20s, I went through the ebb and flow of getting in really good shape, and then maybe gaining 10 to 20 pounds. And I'm 6'2", 225. So you know, that doesn't sound like a lot of weight on my frame, but you know, I just recently in the last couple of years have I been able to maintain a really lean body weight, you know, year round now without worrying about going up and down. So, you know, I had my struggles and ultimately it's always a journey. It's a work in progress and, working with people and having that accountability of this being my profession certainly helps to keep kind of trying to get better every single year.
I'm so glad you said it's a journey because it is a journey. It's just never completely licked. I think sometimes people think, and I'm guilty of this, you know, you have a goal, you get to the goal, and then it's like, ooh, now I can breathe. But that's not how it is it?
No, it's just the start. I mean, that's the whole thing. And, you know, HBO did an amazing series on obesity. And ultimately what they found is that, you know, once you've been overweight, it's now a lifetime battle. You're always going to have to do a little more exercise or eat a little bit less than someone who has always been your current weight that didn't have that bump up. It's just how it happens. You have a new set point. So, you know, it's accepting that first. It's a little bit depressing initially, but kind of accepting that and then making it happen and committing to the habits. You know, three good 30-minute workouts a week that hit your whole body. Taking a walk daily. Focusing on protein and produce as often as you can at each meal and avoiding the extra stuff that can sneak into our foods and you know, and then a thousand other things that you'll learn along the way.
All right, we're speaking with BJ Gador. We're talking about, you know, this whole fitness thing. Have you run into a lot of people who spend a gazillion dollars on gym memberships and never use them or use them and then they kind of fell out of them? Do you think that happens a lot?
Man, we got the January fitness rush, right? So everybody is getting conned into some sort of membership or program or transformation situation. Right around December, January, and then by February, you know, there's a huge fall off, like 50% attrition, and then it's just that your annual cycle. So most people go through it, and the way this industry works, it's all about finding, you know, a hook. You know, what can I promise? And typically the hook is going to be, you know, you can do this in less time, with less money, it's easier, you don't have to work as hard, and you know, ultimately that's kind of what people just don't know what to choose. And obviously our hook in this book, it's body weight, it's equipment free, no space, no time. no excuses. But the reality is you have to be motivated enough to do this stuff on your own. And that's the huge factor, and that comes from within. You know, why do you do what you do? I like to say for myself, you know, my performance-enhancing drug is a great workout. What it does for me each single day, setting the tone, the energy, the mental fortitude to attack everything else I do, that's why I work out, not just to lose weight, to look good. So it's got to be more than you. It could be for someone else, but ultimately you have to kind of find that driver. No matter what training system you use, because almost anything can work, but you have to enjoy it and you have to have something bigger than yourself to stay consistent.
Oh, I so agree with that. You have to have a driver because so much of what you're saying is so much of it is mental.
It is. I mean, it's a mind game out there. I mean, there's so many different things, diet books, exercise tools, and infomercials and stuff like that. And everybody has a different way of doing it. And some people like certain forms of movement. And we know through studies what's best for people. But ultimately, what's best for people is what they enjoy and can be consistent with. So if it's doing yoga, if it's walking daily, if it's dancing to a Wii Fitness game or whatever it is, awesome. And hopefully you learn some cool things along the way. You can incorporate these things like push-up, squat, hip thrusts. You know, these are things you can do anywhere to just feel better and get some more energy and also mainly enhance the stuff you do enjoy doing. You like to play pickup basketball or recreational volleyball or golf. You know, these are movements that will improve posture, improve your mobility, eliminate nagging aches and pains. And ultimately, this stuff is not fun if you hurt, right? Because that joint pain is like, there's no quality of life without quality of movement. And that's one thing we really stress with the book, to really emphasize that and feel good first. And then fitness follows, right? Because once you are mobile and you feel good and there isn't pain, you want to be more active. You want to do some cool things. You want to push outside of your comfort zone.
No, so agree. What about if, you know, I'll hear this from a lot of people. I'm guilty of this, too, although I try to fight it. What if you're busy, you're traveling, so you're seeing a lot of hotel rooms, and you say, man, what can I do? I'll just eat what I have to eat or do what I have to do and try to do the best I can. And when I get home, I'll get back in shape. But that's not good. It's better to keep some kind of consistency. So what can you do in a hotel room?
Great question. You know, actually, I created on the site called streamfit.com, and it's streaming fitness videos, and I've got 59 hotel room workouts because I travel a lot myself, and we have a lot of busy professionals use the workouts, and they're always asking for what can I do when I'm stuck in a hotel room. And ultimately, there's a couple quick strategies. Workout first thing in the morning. If you wait while you're traveling, you do it later in the day when who knows what happens. Stress comes up. You get invited to cocktails and dinner. Either on business or pleasure, whatever it may be, it's just not going to happen. So 10 minutes, just hit it hard, 10 minutes right away in the morning before you shower. And it's as simple as pairing 4 or 5 moves together to work your whole body. You know, and using an equipment-free example, completely equipment-free, it's doing a squat, a push-up, a hip thrust, or what's called in yoga a bridge. And then ideally some sort of pulling movement, and you can do pulls with various things in a hotel room. You can take a towel, step on the towel, and pull on it to create manual isometric resistance as if you were doing movements like pull-ups or rows. It's a good substitute. It's not perfect, but it can get it done in a hotel room. And just doing 40 seconds of work for one move, 20 seconds of rest between them, and circuiting for 10 straight minutes, you'll burn a ton of calories. You'll boost your metabolism. You'll get some sweat going, some energy, and then you'll get on with your day. And it's way better than doing nothing for sure. And they've actually done studies on this where they compare a 10-minute workout versus a 30-minute workout. The 30-minute workout was just a 10-minute workout repeated 3 times. 30-minute group burned more total calories because of that higher exercise volume, but the metabolic boost following the workout was identical. So it shows that with enough intensity in 10 minutes, a lot of things can be accomplished.
Wow, great advice. So your body is your barbell. BJ, where can we get it? Amazon and all the usual places?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, also available wherever books and ebooks are sold. Your local Barnes & Noble will have it. And really excited because, you know, as a guy who was kind of trapped inside my body and never had a plan, and I was always told just lose weight, get in shape, and well, what does that even mean? I built this as a blueprint for my former self. You know, when I wanted to start as a beginner to lose weight and get in shape, here was the roadmap I could have followed. I could have started here. I could have felt safe, had confidence, and built up, and I hope this can be the exact same thing for people listening. I just want you to find the better you that's inside, and we can do it together.
I love it. All right, BJ Gnur, thanks so much. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Dumb things, right? Forget keys, forget documents, that kind of thing. Just talking to my brother about this the other day, and when my mother was sick, we had to copy all these documents. You know how you have to become the document finder? And we were in New Jersey, had gone over the bridge to Philadelphia, gotten an appointment. There we are, seeing the doctor. He needs to be able to see x-rays, and guess where the x-rays were? On the table in New Jersey. In rush hour traffic, because you're running around and somehow your mind just spaces what you had put together. You left something behind. And sometimes that's what I think happens when you're out of time and you're trying to get to the car, you're running to the car, you forget things, lunches, that kind of stuff. And speaking of that, we had somebody that had a lunch snafu. So without further ado, let's go to Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Hi, Dad!
All right, this one is from Sean. And Sean says, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to Dumb Things and I laugh out loud. I've been meaning to send you my list of dumb things. I suppose you can only go through one. I am the proud papa of a wonderful 9-year-old daughter named Mia. because her mother works early in the morning, my job is to put the lunches together and feed her in the morning and get her off to school. And we have such a fun time talking about things in the morning. And usually I have enough time, but one day recently, I was a little bit late. I had Mia fed, we were chatting, and I had her lunch made, sent her off to school, and somehow forgot to give her the lunch. Mia was not happy because even her girlfriends only had a few Cheetos they could give her. They all had sandwiches of their own, but they didn't have any extras. One sweet kid wanted to give her a bite. She was very hungry when she came home. We took her out for pizza that night. So I guess there is something to the school lunch deal. I don't know. But that has to be at the door. From now on, that's what I do. I put it by the door just in case I don't forget. Yeah, or just in case you, meaning, I think what he meant to say is, so you don't forget, you put it by the door. When you're a kid, you know how that is? You go through the morning and then you're starving. I mean, even if you're getting breakfast, that sounds weird to say, but you know, I think when you're a kid, you anticipate that. You're anticipating what's in your lunch. Even if it's healthy lunch, you're anticipating it. I remember lunch swaps. If you don't have anything to trade, for goodness sake, what are you going to do? Okay, this one comes to us from, but I think Mia forgave Sean. That's what it sounds like to me. Let's go to John's, and John sent this to me. John said, Kate, boy, I have a good dumb thing. I think I've heard you talk about fishing before, if I'm correct. I like to fish a lot during the season, which is mostly through the spring and summer months. I'll be out on my bass boat. One day I was so excited because it had been a while since I'd been out. I had all my stuff with me except for the bait. So, lo and behold, I had to go back in and bait up, as it were. It was kind of a bummer because, you know, I was out early. I was ready to go, getting my position, had everything just the way I like it. And I am a particular person about my fishing habits, so I really blew it that day. I guess that's not the worst, dumbest thing I could have done. Yeah, the bait thing. I bet there's a lot of people that forget bait. It depends if they're taking other people out. But if you are particular, then you like things a certain way, you bring your lures, or because it depends on what you're fishing, where you're fishing, and bait shops and what you're doing. And I mean, usually the fishing I've done, we're using like squid or lures or something else, and we stop at the bait place and gas up, and then we go out. And a lot of that is saltwater, though. I've mostly done saltwater fishing, and it's a little bit different if you're going on a lake, or how big is the lake, and what's the routine. And I guess that's what it is. I think in both of those cases, those first two, it's a routine thing. You have a routine, and somehow something happens where you forget something in the routine, and then you know, you miss a lunch or you miss the bait. You forget stuff. This one is from Jessup, who says, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I think I heard you talk about this before, but I ordered a whole bunch of food from a pizza place. I went to retrieve it, and I actually was having a party that night for a bunch of kids, my son's friends, and I had a whole bunch of pizzas. So somehow, though, I forgot the soda. The problem is we had none in the house, because normally we're pretty strict about that. So we were breaking the strictness for the party. Had all the pizzas, but I left the soda behind. So you think, no big deal, except for I was waiting on my wife to get home. Couldn't leave all these boys by themselves. Had these warm pizzas. They were hungry for the pizza. And the soda was 20 minutes away, because the pizza that I got, the shop, I got it on the way home, 20 minutes away. So I'd have to go 20 minutes there, 20 minutes back. And you know how that goes. That just didn't work. My wife brought it home eventually, but the kids ate the pizza with water. I guess that's not the worst thing to happen. Guess what, kids? You're getting pizza. Yay! There is no soda, iced tea, or anything else to go along. We have water, and then we have more water for you if you like, but that's all we're serving up. You know, the whole soda thing is it used to be, I don't know, now, and maybe it still is, used to be a big deal when you went to birthday parties and stuff, because they always had, like, Orange Crush or grape juice. I remember when I was a kid, and I didn't get a lot of soda when I was younger either. So the party thing, man, we were probably sugared out of our mind. Had those Carvel cakes, tons of soda, something else crummy, I'm sure, that we ate for the main thing, which was probably pizza or burgers or whatever. Yeah, those poor boys, and they probably let him know about it, too. This one from Brad, who says, Kate, this is probably common for a lot of people, but I actually, there's a great bridge by my house and a running path that goes for 10 miles. It's just perfect for me to practice and time my runs. I started running again. I sort of like it now. I didn't like it at first. So anyway, I parked the car, getting ready to run. It was all terrific. Went and did my race and then realized that when I got back, I was tired and sweaty and was ready to go home, that I had locked my keys and my cell phone in the car. So then I had to do the process at a very early morning hour of asking someone for their cell phone, which sounds maybe to some people fishy. I'm sweaty. I'm standing there. And you know the world we live in today. Finally, somebody did let me use their cell phone, and I was able to call a locksmith to come, but then I had to wait around for that. So needless to say, I was not happy with myself for doing that. Yes, here's the thing. I wonder if he had an older car, because now, with newer cars, that's tougher to do, because the way it beeps, and it's harder. A lot of times you don't even have a key, so the whole locking in thing is different. It's harder for that to happen, I think. But an older car, it could. I did that one time running. Wonder if that made him think of that. I did that in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So excited, proud of myself because I didn't like running, that I went out there and ran, and then stupidly I had locked the keys in the car. Then you go through that whole process of having a locksmith. Ugh, the worst. If you've done something dumb, or at least you think it's dumb, you want to share it with us, do it. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
Save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring's the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.